This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The United States and Israel continue their coordinated attacks in several cities in Iran, significantly intensifying tensions in West Asia. The strikes came amid heightened tensions between the United States and Iran over a potential nuclear agreement. Earlier yesterday, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed in a video message posted on a social media platform that Washington has begun a military campaign against Iran to defend the American people and protect its core national security interests. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a video message addressed to the nation, also confirmed a joint military operation dubbed Operation Lion's Roar against Iran, describing the action as necessary to remove what he termed an existential threat posed by the Iranian regime. Explosions have been reported in multiple Iranian cities, including the capital Tehran. The strike took place near offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in Tehran. Meanwhile, Iranian media reported death of 57 students while 60 others were injured in an Israeli strike on girls' elementary school in Minab in Hormozgan province of southern part of the country. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that the attack on a girls' school will not go unanswered. Iran's National Security Council has advised residents to leave the capital, Tehran. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace and mobile phone services have been disrupted. Iraq has also closed its airspace following Israeli airstrikes on neighboring Iran. In retaliation, Iran has struck all Israeli and U.S. military targets in West Asia with missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that it has targeted Al-Udeid Air Base in Qatar, Al-Salem Air Base in Kuwait, Al-Dhafra Air Base in the UAE, and U.S. 5th Fleet Base in Bahrain. UAE has confirmed that shrapnel falling on a residential area in Abu Dhabi resulted in the death of one person of Asian nationality. Following the attacks, Dubai Airport has suspended all flight operations until further notice. An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council has been called tonight in New York to review West Asia situation. The meeting was requested by Bahrain, Colombia, China, Russia and France. India has expressed deep concern at the recent developments in Iran and the Gulf region and urged all sides to exercise restraint, avoid escalation and prioritize the safety of civilians. The External Affairs Ministry stressed in a statement that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate tensions and address underlying issues. It emphasized that sovereignty and territorial integrity of all states must be respected. Indian Embassy in Israel has urged the Indian nationals who are temporarily in Israel to follow the advisory issued earlier and register with the embassy at the link www.indembassyisrael.gov.in/indian_national_reg to facilitate timely assistance and communication in the prevailing situation in the region. In a social media post, the embassy informed that it remains in close contact with the Indian community in Israel, including tourists, short-term business visitors and media persons who are currently in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Micron Technology State-of-the-Art Semiconductor Assembly Test and Packaging Facility at Sanand in Gujarat yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the inauguration of the facility marks the commencement of commercial production and shipment of the first Made in India semiconductor memory modules from Sanand facility. Air India has cancelled 28 international flights scheduled for today due to the ongoing situation in the Middle East and the closure of several airspaces. The affected flights include services from Delhi and Mumbai to London Heathrow, Amritsar to London Gatwick, and Delhi and Mumbai to New York. Other cancellations include Mumbai Newark, Delhi Chicago, Delhi Toronto, Delhi Frankfurt, Mumbai Frankfurt, and Delhi Paris. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Pakistan have been knocked out despite a 5-run win over Sri Lanka in their Super 8's Group 2 match at Palekele. And that is the end of this news bulletin.